An update on the proposed billion-dollar entertainment district in Norman. Lawmakers call for an audit into funding for Langston University. And a new reminder from state agriculture officials about the bird flu. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 6th. I'm Deborah Shar. Leaders from the city of Norman and the University of Oklahoma met to reveal design plans for a proposed $1 billion entertainment district. KGOU's Nick Daniels has this update.
As we previously reported, the entertainment district would be located near 24th Avenue and Rock Creek Road. On Wednesday, we got a closer look at the designs, which call for bars, retail shops, office space, a hotel, and a multi-purpose arena. The venue would host OU events in addition to non-university activities. The project's plan is set to go before Norman's Planning Commission on June 13th before being presented to the City Council. Norman Mayor Larry Heikkilä said he's confident the City Council will approve the project despite anticipated resistance. Now, if approved, the project would establish two tax increment financing districts, allowing tax revenue from the area to fund the development. The council could vote on the matter as soon as July 23rd, following two public hearings. I'm Nick Daniels.
Oklahoma lawmakers are calling for a vote of the people to strengthen the state's ban on non-citizens from voting. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth has details.
On the last day of the legislative session, Republicans pushed through Senate Joint Resolution 23, which calls for a state question asking voters to tweak a single word in the Oklahoma Constitution. Right now, it says all citizens of the state are eligible to vote in Oklahoma elections. That all would be changed to only. Proponents argued it will clarify potential confusion about allowing non-citizens to vote in the future. Oklahoma City Democrat Carrie Hicks isn't buying it.
I fail to understand where the confusion might lie when it is currently a felony to register to vote in the state of Oklahoma if you are not a U.S. citizen.
The measure is slated to appear on the November ballot. I'm Robbie Korth.
The bird flu is present in dairy cows in at least 10 states, but so far it has not been found in Oklahoma. Still, Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports state agriculture officials encourage dairy producers to be vigilant.
Basic biosecurity measures for dairy farms can be as simple as washing footwear or wearing booties. Alicia Gorsica Sutherland is Oklahoma's assistant state veterinarian. She says state officials are asking dairy farmers to take those precautions and practice hygiene measures.
I mean, just thinking about all the things that could come on that farm, and we want to make sure that it is disease-free before it crosses that line. And likewise, we don't want disease leaving that farm to go somewhere else.
Federal officials are requiring tests for lactating dairy cows that travel across state lines, but there are no such mandates for cows traveling within a state. Despite all of this, food and dairy regulators insist the milk supply is still safe thanks to pasteurization, and risk to human health remains low. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Three human cases of the bird flu have been reported in the U.S. CDC officials say the people are all dairy workers. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.